A new plan for your agency's IT buying is out from the White House. The healthcare.gov programs problems have been driving this new approach. Federal Chief Information Officer Steve Van Ronkel lays out his new smarter IT delivery agenda today. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller details the changes you should expect. This is a new term that I'm not sure I have heard before.
Well, that's because it's a new term for everybody. It's actually a whole new set of initiatives that really, I think, stem from that healthcare.gov debacle. I mean, we've been hearing the White House talk about this over the last few months. I think this is the first time we're really hearing about it. And there's three pieces that all focus on a key word that I think, Francis, you and I have talked about, effectiveness.
Yes.
In terms of delivering and buying technology. So it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. We'll get into more details, but it really focuses on three areas: people, vendors, and processes. Steve Van Ronkel, as you mentioned, is the federal CIO. He puts a finer point on the goals of these new initiatives.
To deliver citizens the services they expect from their government, we must shift the focus of federal government IT projects from compliance and process to meeting user needs. We must be intensely user-centered and agile, involve top talent from the private sector and government IT projects, and ensure agency leadership is actively engaged and accountable to the public for the success of their agency. To support this effort, the administration's Smarter IT Delivery Agenda focuses on ensuring the federal government has, first, the best talent working inside government, two, the best companies working with the government, and three, the best processes in place to make sure everyone involved can do their best work and be held accountable for delivering excellent results for the American people. This agenda aims to increase customer satisfaction with top government digital services, decrease the percentage of federal government IT projects that are delayed or over budget, and increase the speed by which we hire and deploy qualified talent and vendors to work with government on these IT projects.
Now, Van Ronkel testified today before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee to outline these new smarter delivery models. Now, let me offer some specifics. Under the People Initiative, which I think this is a key piece of this new smarter IT delivery agenda, is the Digital Services Group inside Van Ronkel's office. Van Ronkel wants to expand a successful pilot with four agencies that took place over the last year. I caught up with Van Ronkel after the hearing to learn more about the pilot programs.
We've had four different private sector professionals come in, take time off, and in a non-conflicted way, be able to work with these agencies and produce really incredible gap analyses on what they could see as changes to be made. And what we're doing in the pilot phase is picking projects that are in different parts of life cycle. So one, maybe it's going to be some system that exists, but there's going to be motions to make improvements to those. One was a project that had been kind of going okay, but kind of, you know, going along sort of at normal government pace. And then we're looking for a project that's maybe, you know, really in the first initial ideation stages and thinking about what the future could hold. And so we're kind of taking all on just so we can learn and kind of take an agile approach to develop agile culture.
Now, Van Ronkel says he'd like to expand this cadre to about 25 experts who would come into government on a 2 to 4 year term appointment to help agencies improve how they do IT projects. He says there also would be some private sector support, maybe one or two people at a time to support those teams on a rotational basis for a short period of time, or maybe a month, maybe 3 months. Now, some of this is very much dependent on congressional funding. OMB asked for the IT Oversight and Reform Fund at about $20 million for 2015. Van Ronkel said this money will help them scale this effort more quickly, and he'd prefer not to do what he calls one-offs, where he can only help projects when there is funding available.
How is this, well, is this a progression of what the White House has been doing on IT over the last 5 years, or is this a sharp turn one direction or the other?
And I would tell you this is definitely part of this foundational, this building of layers that he's been doing, that Van Ronkel and before him Vivek Kundra have been doing really to improve federal IT. Let me offer a little history. In 2010, OMB issued the IT Reform Plan, 25 different initiatives. Some took hold, like Cloud First policy, like mobility. Others, not so much. But it did start forcing the agencies to think differently. Now, a key piece of that 25-point IT plan was making the government more efficient when they're buying using IT. A word here is efficient. Now we're moving to effectiveness, and then OMB start to get agencies to think in that sense, establish the portfolio stat effort to expand thinking, as well as being more innovative and more cross-governmental initiatives like FedRAMP or mobile strategy.
Once we build those foundations of saying, okay, we've got kind of an innovation mentality starting to work its way forward in government, we've got our arms around efficiency, we've been able to flatline the budget, we've been able to show people you can do new things in the context of a flat budget, now it's time to start going in and focusing on effectiveness and thinking about If we put our customer first, we start to measure and understand what our customers need. How can we get federal IT to deliver against those customer needs? And so that's where this is really about. And building centralized capacity, we've run this play where we built centralized capacity before. It was on efficiency with our IUIT, now ITOR funds that are about putting together data-driven approaches to drive efficiency. It's taking those same data-driven approaches and now running into the effectiveness play and, you know, having a core understanding of who our customers are, what they need from us, and then building systems to satisfy those customers.
Now, adding another layer to what we'll call this reform cake comes as not all these other layers, if you will, are done cooking yet. Now, the Government Accountability Office testified Thursday as well and offered mixed reviews on progress so far. On one hand, GAO's David Pounder, the director of IT management issues, says agencies have closed about 750 data centers and have saved or avoided spending more than $1 billion over the last 3 years. He also says while there are still some problems with the data on the IT dashboard, it is getting better. Most notably, he says, the Defense Department has added more IT investments to the site and promised to update it every 6 months. Now, one of the areas that does need more work is around tech stat sessions. In fact, GAO hounded OMB why they have stopped running these sessions. Pounder says in last year, 2013, OMB led only 2 tech stat sessions. This compares to the more than 80 that they led in 2010 and 2011. Pounder says tech stats are among OMB's best tools to fix troubled and high-risk programs. Now, GAO also released a new report today that finds agencies still are struggling to use agile or incremental development approach instead of this waterfall or the Big Bang approach.
Going small matters. We do not go small enough in the federal government. The IT reform plan of 2010 had a requirement that we deliver within 12 months. Steve upped the ante at OMB and said we're going to now require 6 months. So we did a review with just 90 major IT acquisitions. About a quarter of them are planning to deliver within 6 months. Less than half are planning to deliver in a year. So many of these projects go years without delivering. Steve's absolutely right. We need to go small. That's a big difference between government and the private sector. They go smaller, much better.
That's Dave Pounder of the Government Accountability Office. Dave will be on this program tomorrow at around 5:05 to talk about his testimony to this committee today. Jason, you have more on federalnewsradio.com?
Correct. A link to the portfolio stat memo as well as some other information about this new smart IT delivery and more tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.